turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time, on time.
Wow.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I. Oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Turn your lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh, no.
Nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in.
Seconds of every day, and every chorus was written for us to recite.
Right.
Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second, and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem, telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you ask and then I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
Right.
Yes.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain
right now.
And let your love come tumbling in
right now
into our lives again.
Said right now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy.
But it seems I was never on time.
Still, I wanna get through to you, boy.
Yeah.
On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
I want to give you some love.
Right now.
I wanna.
That's a tune called Turn Your Lights Down Low. I'm sure you know it. It's Bob Marley, obviously the Lauryn Hill version, and that's from the compilation that they put out. Well, she was part of it. I think Steven Tyler was part of it as well, and that came out mid-2000s, maybe 2004 or something like that. Pretty cool album. And if you haven't seen the Bob Marley movie One Love, check it out. Before that, some more dancehall reggae music from Jamaica with Love Will Save the Day from Spanner Banner. And right now we've got Wolf Saga with brand new music from the artist hailing from the London area. Johnny Wolf Saga has been producing music for years. Met him at the Imaginative Indigenous Songwriting Awards. We were judges there, and he's so cool. Here's Main Character right here on the Jukebox.
I wish I could do all the things that would make this world a better place. But there's days when I don't feel it too. I look out and see all of you through a window with an honest view. And know we all have things to lose. I put on my headphones and I cue up on my fave songs. This is my time and I'm here. I walk outside and then some, reminiscing where I came from. I close my eyes and then it's clear. I'm the main character, through the highs and through the hurt. There is no script and this is all, this is it. And this is my movie. That would make our world seem the same. But your story is your own. Play the soundtrack to my life. Seems to slow down the time. And it makes me feel at home.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah.
We're keeping the Motown vibe alive. That's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Streets. Cool little tidbit, but you know they used a chainsaw in that song. And was it a chainsaw? I think it's a chain, sorry. Not a chainsaw. Can you imagine? But no, big chain that you would use at like a Ford plant to make those clinking sounds that you have in the rhythm. See, I honestly, I'm hours ahead of you guys in the UK, so I'm losing my mind. Just kidding. Black and White by Sarah McLachlan is coming up on the show, and Alessa Pay is on the show as well with her cover of Heart of Glass by Blondie. She won the Juno for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year at this year's Juno Awards. Amoy, who has been nominated for 7 Junos, is on the show with a song called Bad Behavior. And the Free Label is also on the show with Boys Don't Sob. They are from Toronto, and they've got a unique fusion of 70s disco, 90s R&B, and it's a high-energy funk show. My daughter actually has the Free Label cap. We got it at Mariposa one year because, well, it was really hot and she needed one. Here they are on the show with Boys Don't Sob.
Starts with you, starts with me, yeah. Things that we would say, what we do can never stay the same. Talk was cheap, but love was easy. Part of me thinks that we were always meant to be this way.
I've been feeling stuck, but when I think of us, I know what we could be, but you play.
You think we gon' talk? How many times you think we gon' stop? How many times do I gotta do what you wanna do? But it all ends up in a f***er. Whether or not you'd like to admit it, girl, I got something that you need, just admit it, girl. And you got something that I need, got that kitty, girl. But I still gotta leave, cause you ain't for me.
I've been feeling stuck, but when I think of us, I know what we could be, but you play.
I can't take it. music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Khana sima asir yin ngone love you. involvement with music can contribute to a child's intellectual growth.
I can unequivocally assert the validity of that statement.
Ask the trusted experts at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments about their full line of guitars, strings, brass, woodwinds, drums, and keyboards. Our music lesson centers offer lessons in person or online for all levels, ages, and styles.
I actually feel myself getting smarter.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to long-mcquaid.com for details.
This is Bird Note. As a robin hops across a lawn or garden, it cocks its head to one side and then the other. A moment later, it jabs its yellow beak to the earth and comes up with an earthworm. How did the robin know a worm was in that exact spot? Did it see the worm or hear it? Smell it? Or sense its movements through its feet? Experiments with captive robins first determined the birds weren't smelling worms or sensing their vibrations. So the birds must have been seeing or hearing them, right? To learn more, researchers buried worms in soil in a tray. They covered the soil with a thin but opaque sheet of cardboard, followed by more soil, making it impossible for a robin to see the worms. Still, the robin effectively found the worms. The scientists concluded that robins are successfully listening for their prey, even if they can't see, smell, or feel it. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.